Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. With another heat advisory in effect, New York City's now activated its heat emergency plan, meaning the cooling centers will be up across town if you don't have a place to go to get out of this scorcher. Let's check your forecast with AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg.
And Susan, this will be the hottest day of the bunch with more sun than clouds. Temperatures starting out in the mid to upper 70s throughout the region, and there's no place to go but up. We're headed to a high of 93 in those AccuWeather real fuel temperatures. It'll peak about 100 this afternoon. And this heat continues into the day tomorrow with sun and clouds and temperatures in the low 90s. It backs down ever so slightly on Saturday, still in the upper 80s and real fuels mid 90s. However, we do expect an increased risk for showers and thunderstorms later Saturday, and that'll continue into the day Sunday to trim the heat for a little bit. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg. The full 40 forecast is coming up in less than 10 minutes on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
More than two decades after the September 11th terror attacks, a guilty plea from the accused mastermind and two accomplices.
This plea deal means Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other two will spend their entire lives at Guantanamo Bay, but the death penalty now is off the table. Sally Reaganhart, one of the first family members I ever met at Ground Zero in the days after the attacks. At that time, I remember she told me her life was shattered. Now today, she remains equally, and if not more so, heartbroken by this decision.
My son, Christian Michael Otto Reaganhart, was a saint. He was one of the many saintly people who were massacred on 9/11 by devils. For this, we have no justice.
Included in the reaction we received from the PBA's President Pat Hendry, who says, quote, "This crime merits the ultimate punishment. There should be no plea deal. Absolutely no leniency." Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Another slashing in the subway. This happened just before 11 last night on a downtown 4 train at 167th Street in the Bronx, where two men tried to go through a bag belonging to a 51-year-old man. He was slashed in the face when he apparently tried to stop them. The suspects then took off. The victim stayed on. He reported the incident at the 149th Street stop. He is now stable at Lincoln Hospital. So far, no arrests. Well, we know that fare evasion is a problem in city subways. Above ground, the MTA says it's even worse.
The MTA estimates in the first 3 months of the year, 47% of riders got on the bus and didn't pay. MTA Chairman Jan Oliber says it's a behavior left over from the pandemic when bus rides were free. Here's what they're doing.
We've had some increase in our Eagle Team presence. We've had some cooperation from the police. It has not been effective enough yet to really turn back the dial.
The Eagle Team is a group of inspectors who talk with riders about paying the fare, but they and police can't be on every bus.
Signage, it's education, it's some enforcement, it's changing the environment.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The hunt is on for the suspects in a deadly stabbing in the University Heights section of the Bronx. Cops say the victim, a 34-year-old man, found dead with a stab wound to the chest. This was yesterday afternoon inside a building on University Avenue near 190th. No word on a motive. Three men were seen running away from the area. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. A court date today for the man charged with DWI after crashing his car into a nail salon in Deer Park. Cops say 64-year-old Peter Schwally had a blood alcohol level nearly double the legal limit when he slammed his car into the Hawaii Nail and Spa on Grand Boulevard. He killed four women, injured nine others. So, along with those drunk driving charges, he's to be arraigned today on four counts of murder. The NYPD now out with a photo of the suspect in Monday's deadly shooting on Randall's Island. Cops say a man opened fire during an impromptu celebration on a soccer field early that morning, killing 44-year-old Sandra Serrano and wounding two others. We'll have the photo going up at 1010winds.com. There's also, by the way, a reward of $3,500.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.